The Christmas time of the year, Christmas music has arrived here. 100% Christmas music. The one exception would be, I guess, still occasionally hear from our musical gift offer for November and soon to be December, but still remains, as it's November 29th, the Jordan St. Cyr, My Foundation. But other than that, we've got loads and loads of Christmas music coming your way here on WWIB. As we get started for the Christmas season, again, Thanksgiving was as late as it could be yesterday, the fourth Thursday, meaning November 28th. Here we are this morning. No Jason Cans in the best 5 minutes of the day. We miss him, but, when he's away, we appreciate him even more. And I was thinking about that today, how great he's made the last 5 years, the early morning visits. We used to read a devotion, which we'll do this morning, from his notes from the upper room, Lessons in Loving Like Jesus, because 129 devotionals, and we are near the end. We are to John 17:11. We'll get to that. But yeah, just the idea of having kind of a consecrated conversation, some fun, some laughter, some connection, and something, never know exactly from soup to nuts what we're going to talk about. And then landing on the scripture and his devotional commentary, Letters to the Beloved. So it's been good. And thanks to the positive feedback, I think of Keith and Owen, Cody, and I think of Jerome. And he's gone to be with Jesus here in 2024. What a year it's been, huh? The good, the bad, and the ugly sometimes. But we travel on together on our journey with the Lord. So we are privileged to that you include us forever. Small or much of that, we'd love it that you turn us on in the morning and keep us on all day. I think Jerome used to say it's the only station you listen to. But hey, whatever it is. Tell you what, I'm not promising for Caleb, but if there's a Christmas song you want to hear in the next 75 minutes as we get things rolling, let me know on the listener line. We're always interactive on the WIB Wake Up Show. 715-396-1670 here at WWIB. And boy, John doesn't mess around, does he? Yesterday morning, he was already asking for a Christmas song. So, all right, John, we hear you. We'll get to you. You're on WWIB. Now, you have to decide, do you think John is asking for a Phillips, Craig, and Dean song? Pretty good chance. He doesn't always. There are exceptions. There are exceptions. It happens every so often. But I need to look in the right place to find the Christmas song that John would want, because he has a favorite group. And sometimes he asks for songs that I just don't have, like today. You'd think Joy to the World by Phillips, Craig, and Dean would be one I would find, but then there is this thing called YouTube. So, all right, John, you're being tough. You're being difficult already this Christmas season. All right, yeah, we do have a devotion for you this morning here on WWIB. You guys are like, where is Jason? Man, it's more interesting than this when he's around. All right. Well, this is the second time in a row where John's asked for a Phillips, Craig, and Dean song that out of the many we have in our library, I didn't have that particular one. But I tracked it down, John. Well, How Great Our Joy is what they like to call it. So I think then, if that's what they go with, I think I could track that one. Okay, yeah. Good radio. All right, 16 degrees, and we're reading from John 17:11 today. So it is the day after Thanksgiving, otherwise known as Black Friday in the culture. John 17:11, and I am no longer in the world, but they are in the world, and I am coming to you. Holy Father, keep them in your name, that they may be one, even as we are one. Here's what Jason writes in Notes from the Upper Room Devotional. John 17:11 gets to the very heart of understanding the relational glory of God. I love that. So we talk so much about the glory of God, but it's the Trinity is relationship, relationship, relationship. Do I hear an amen? Thank you. Jesus made a profound request, asking the Father to keep his disciples. In other words, he wanted the Father to watch over his followers and keep them from destruction in a world that would happily tear them apart. Being kept from destruction would not happen by keeping the rules nor amassing wealth, but through relationship. Jesus prayed that his followers would love one another so well that we would mirror the love that exists within the Trinity. The Trinity, which is pure, infinite love, is our model for how to relate. So good. That is one of my favorite devotions I've read from Jason here in Notes from the Upper Room. And here's the closing prayer. Jesus, we confess that our relationships are far removed from what you prayed on our behalf. We can be self-centered, sniping, and judgmental. Help us to glorify you in our relationships, but relating in the way that you and the Father and the Spirit relate. Boy, I could pray that daily. I might pray that daily. That is my prayer for 2025. And I cannot wait to share that with Jason, that we had such a good time from his devotional book when he was away. Boy, I did have a lot of pie yesterday. I mean, so we had kind of two different meals. One was a little later. We watched Princess Bride. It was so fun. It's the best movie. I mean, when your kids say about a movie that is both you and your spouse's favorite, that this is like the perfect movie. You know, it's a pretty good movie when it's 37 years old. And my mom and stepdad with their 37th anniversary yesterday. So it was all things 1987 yesterday at our house. But yeah, too much pie. A couple of pumpkins and an apple. I'm not the only one, I think. All right, before we get to the markets here, WWIB, it is November 29th. So Atari announced the Game Pong on this day in 1972. Who remembers that? For me, I remember it a little later in the 70s. Oh, the 70s. Yeah, that was quite the time. Also, this is the day a year ago that, is this correct? It says Henry Kissinger, former Secretary of State, died at 100 years old last year on November 29th. But I thought we're still getting like a book out from him. Anyhow, it's Black Friday. It is Buy Nothing Day. It's Customer Is Wrong Day. Really? I don't think so. I think the person who came up with Customer Is Wrong Day is the one who's wrong. It's Electronic Greeting Card Day. It is Fur Free Day. Maze has its own day, as is the Day of Listening, hopefully to the radio, WWIB. Flossing Day. If you only floss once a year, you're in trouble. I'm a daily flosser. It's Leftovers Day, for obvious reasons. It's Lemon Cream Pie Day. Lemon Cream Pie is like, hi, remember me? You've eaten all those other pies. What about me? It's Square Dance Day. It's a day to throw out your leftovers. Hold it. We got Leftovers Day and Throw Out Your Leftovers Day. Throw Out Your Leftovers Day off a little bit. It's Your Welcome Giving Day. Sinky Day? It's Rice Cake Day. Chocolates Day. We've already had Lemon Cream Pie Day. It's in there twice. I'm not kidding. It's Square Dance Day. Okay, this is getting repetitive. And I don't think we have a number today. We just do not. All right, well, it is November 29th. It is the second to last day of the month. There's not 31 days in November, 30. So December 1st is Sunday. And so some of the special events to take note of, it's Advent Sunday, but also for the entire month, December is Lifestyle Wellness Month. Mothers Against Drunk Driving has it as Taiwan On for Safety Holiday Ribbon Campaign. It is also the National Drunk and Drug Driving Prevention Month. December is the National Sign Up for Summer Camp Month and Save Toys and Gifts Month. Universal Human Rights Month. It's High Neighbor Month. National Stress-Free Family Holiday Month. I don't know. It's a pretty stressful month, but maybe that's why it's important to have that month commemoration there. It is a month to read a new book. And finally, December is a month to write to a friend.
And also, of course, we have become a couple days early before December, but it's Christmas music playing month here at WWIB, yes. So wall-to-wall Christmas music. Well, friends, this is evidence here on the WIB Wake Up Show that we are here for you. We do not break tradition, even going into a holiday weekend. We know you like to stay informed, keep updated on news, sports, politics, and pop culture, and every Friday morning, we bring that info to you in condensed fashion. We call it Headlines, Holiday Edition. Here we go.
A new study finds that people weigh less on Fridays.
Somehow I'm guessing that doesn't apply today.
No.
Men in China who want to get an idea what their pregnant wives are experiencing can actually visit a hospital where they can get hooked up to a machine that will deliver electronic shocks to their abdomen.
Then they have to go stand on the sidewalk where random strangers come by and rub their bellies.
That's the real pain.
Ooh. Scientists say bugs use math.
Yeah, one bug plus one human equals one squished bug.
Exactly.
A new study says that trans fat found in many snacks may actually damage our memories.
Wait, did I just eat one entire bag of Oreos or two?
Uh-oh.
There is a myth that the average person gains up to 7 pounds over the holidays, but it's really like a pound or two.
So don't worry about the extra weight. Your wallet will lose 25 pounds buying those Christmas gifts.
Yeah.
The number of internet users in China is now greater than the entire population of the United States.
But the United States still has more Starbucks than there are people in China.
So there.
And finally, a poll found that over half of those asked would rather have a man drive than a woman.
Well, that makes sense. The man can drive and the woman can remind him not to ignore the GPS.
Some things never change.
Those are your headlines. And now you're all caught up. Also want to direct your attention to our website, WWIB.com. We've been talking about this for weeks, but again, we're getting down to the last couple weeks really right now of our 60 Ways in 60 Days campaign. And hoping that you will consider, if you haven't yet, consider a gift, a generous one, if you're able to help those who have so little. And we've remarked how Feed My People expects to serve. Normally, it's around 75,000 people in the 14-county area, all throughout the WWIB listening area, through their partner programs, local hunger relief agencies. I think over 250 local hunger relief agencies that Feed My People works with. They normally expect to serve about 75,000 people during the course of a year. Well, this year, they're expecting it to easily exceed 80,000 people. The need has actually gone up rather than down. And we've all seen that, right? We've all seen the impact of inflation, not just on grocery prices, but everything else. And so again, if you have a medical bill, if you have a car repair bill, whatever it might be, those things, it doesn't matter sometimes how hard you're working. Sometimes there's just not enough. And I think about that song we were playing right up until Thanksgiving from J.J. Heller, the Thanksgiving song, and singing at this table, there's always enough. And we think about that spiritually of God welcoming us to his table where, yes, there is no lack. Everything is provided that we need for our good and for his glory as we are welcomed in, though we were far away, brought near through Jesus Christ. And I think about that heavenly table that we're welcomed to one day when we're reunited with the creator of our souls. But then thinking on an earthly side of things, maybe you were like me and gathered around one or even two very full tables yesterday. And it's not to make us feel guilty, but to say, wow, if you just look and you say, wow, wow, it may not have been an easy year. It may have been a hard year, but wow, I have so, so much. And I'm just hoping that the natural outgrowth of that for me, as well as for all of you listening, that it's, wow, I have so much. I've got to share. You read in what is it, 2 Samuel 9, when David finally ascended to the kingship after such a long, hard road, when he saw God's promise fulfilled and he ascended to be the king, you know what he did? He looked around and said, who is there left of the house of Saul, my predecessor, the guy who tried to kill him? He said, who is there left of the house of Saul to whom I can show God's kindness? Rather than, wow, I've got it made, he said, okay, I've got so much. Who can I give to? And I hope we have that same attitude as well. And I know I'm going lengthy here. I don't mean to, but there is a grace in giving. And I hope that we can all experience that. There is a joy that you can get from giving that you can never get from getting, right? There's a privilege in there. And spiritually, it is an amazing thing to excel in the grace of giving. So whether it's this or whether it's something else, would you excel at that, not only during the Christmas season, but all throughout the year? If this is something that you would be moved to help with, serving truly thousands of people, children, families, senior citizens on fixed income, thousands of people who don't always have enough to eat, that most basic of needs, food. If this moves you, we would love to have your help. WWIB.com/60ways. Thank you so much to the sponsors who've helped us start a matching challenge of $5,000. We're asking you to double it. I'm praying we would triple it and get to $15,000, 15 by the 15th. That's our deadline, December 15th. Thank you to some of our sponsors, just some of them, Nicolet Bank, Bush & Gillis Furniture, Smiles & Motion Pediatric Dentistry, and Model Train Classics in Eau Claire. They've all given toward that matching challenge of $5,000. That's 10,000 meals for those in need because every dollar provides two meals. So would you help us as well? WWIB.com/60ways. Can we go from 5 to 10 to, Lord willing, $15,000 by the 15th? WWIB.com/60ways. All right, I'll get you back to the music shortly, but thank you for sharing a little bit of my ramblings, things in my heart. Again, this is something that's very important to me, and I hope you will have the empathy too, whether you're able to give or not. Would you pray that this campaign would be successful, not for us, not for WWIB, not for Feed My People, but for those in need, that we'd be able to, in our small way, be the hands and feet and show Jesus Christ to them.
The best of the week on WWIB, a holiday week with Thanksgiving yesterday, Black Friday today. How do we cap it? We do it here in less than 3 minutes.
The first artist coming to OneFest 2025, April, is
Katie Nicole.
Katie, Call. In Jesus' name.
Yes. I saw on Facebook some people were wishing, hoping that Katie would be the one you would announce. Katie Nicole coming to OneFest 2025. But we are not done, Halva.
There is a second artist we're announcing this morning as well. And so another drum roll. We'll find out from Ryan who that is this morning.
Jordan Feliz.
Jordan Feliz and Katie Nicole coming to OneFest 2025 in Cadott.
This is the craziest thing I've heard about in 2024.
Wow.
Maurizio Catalan's piece called The Comedian consists of, I'm not kidding, it consists of a banana duct taped to a wall. A banana duct taped to a wall. Anybody could do this, but Maurizio is the one who actually did it. The banana reportedly cost 35 cents. I mean, he didn't go to Quick Trip, I guess. A Chinese cryptocurrency entrepreneur bought the installation for, brace yourself, $6.2 million.
Oh, man.
For a banana duct taped to a wall. Carl checking in today. He says, good morning, Mark. Thanks for the Whitney version of the Star Spangled Banner. Greatest of all time. He says, I haven't heard it for quite a while. Radio cranked on my commute in La Crosse.
A very happy birthday to my little sister, Rachel, today. Rachel up in Rice Lake. And again, I could go on and on about how proud I am of my little sister. Again, she's a single mother by choice with children that she's fostered, now adopted. We're so excited. Her second adopted child, she's the guardian for another, AJ and Dewey and Luciana. And just, it's been a joy welcoming them into the family. But it is not an easy road. And I am amazed day after day. My sister, the love she has for so many people, her cheerfulness, her joy, when times aren't always easy. It's not easy at all being a single mother, working with children who've been through very difficult and traumatic times. But her joy and her love comes from Jesus Christ.
Those can't be skydivers. I can't tell just yet what they are, but... Oh, they're talking!
Thanksgiving Day through Monday, through Cyber Monday, here's the deal that's going on with OneFest. Get a free general campsite when you buy four regular reserve seat adult tickets. Just use code 4CAMP. That's the number 4 in camp. Again, that's Thanksgiving Day through Cyber Monday. Free general campsite when you buy four regular reserve seat adult tickets. Or there's another deal you can take advantage of. Get a free general admission youth ticket when you buy four general admission adult tickets and use code 4YOUTH.
It's a great deal. Take advantage of it through Cyber Monday.
Yes, indeed. And we'll see you at the OneFest Christmas concert and also at OneFest 2025.